Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gunnarsson to O'Reilly to Gunnarsson. He scores! Boom, boom, Gunnarsson! Bring out the Zamboni! The Blues win game 2! 3-2 the final. They're coming home tied at 1.
Kaboom! Carl Gunnarsson! A little give and go with Ryan O'Reilly. O'Reilly goes back to Boom Boom, sets it up, and it goes over the blocker of Tuukka Rask. And we're coming back to St. Louis with a big old split.
St. Louis Blues radio last night. They're feeling it. They're feeling it, Zoe.
Kaboom! Carl Gunnarsson!
Boom Boom Gunnarsson!
Good call, Craig Wolfley, right there. Arizona Cardinals broadcast.
Man. Oh, it's a pill for Larry Fitzgerald on the skinny.
Yeah. Good for them. Have fun with it.
And we're coming back to St. Louis with a big old split.
Big old split right there.
Mullick's mom. We got Mullick's mom at the airport.
Gunnarsson promised the goal. Promised the goal to Craig Berube.
Oh, he did. At the pisser, I heard, right?
Whoa. Hey, now. Let's relax.
That's what he said.
Let's relax now. I think we should play it, right?
Play it.
All right, play it.
Carl, in the words of Oscar Sundquist, your conversation with Craig happened, quote, at the pisser. Could you just kind of clarify for us before this goes into Stanley Cup lore of where and kind of paint the picture for us?
Yeah. I can't deny that. That's where it happened. So that makes it even more fun, I guess. That's a good story.
That wasn't much of a picture painting, but we'll take it.
It's not a great story, but the way you tell it,
like it. It's a good tough story.
That's where it happened.
Tell the story so it can go down in the Stanley Cup lore.
Do you know how annoying that has to be for hockey guys, though? On your skates to walk over, pedal over. I got to walk. Now I got to go to the bathroom. I got to take these off.
So you have been in the visiting locker room at TD Garden.
Oh,
it's a small place.
They don't make you feel at home.
Might as well told the whole team.
Probably did.
Probably announced it to the whole team he was going to score that.
He was probably actually the only one in there because they probably only have one.
Kaboom! Carl Gunnarsson!
For such a modern, updated facility and all the construction that goes on there, that visiting locker room is small.
It is tiny. Smells, too.
So, he gets the goal in overtime after hitting the post in regulation, and he told his coach he just needed a chance that he was going to get the goal. And he did. And now the game goes back to St. Louis tied up. That's a big, big win for the Blues last night to tie this thing up going home.
Stanley Cup lore.
Stanley Cup lore.
You tell that story again.
Can we remove the said pisser and send it to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Carl, in the words of Oscar Sundquist, your conversation with Craig happened, quote, at the pisser. Could you just kind of clarify for us before this goes into Stanley Cup lore of where and kind of paint the picture for us?
Yeah.
Tell us everything.
Yeah.
Which hand did you use?
Did you tap?
Use both?
Did you tap?
Use the Felger method because you're afraid of touching your own private parts. You put your hands on your hips and stand back like 4 feet from the urinal.
Or you like Fred Tucker? Do you wash your hands after or before? Because it's the most cleanest part of your body. Fred has done hours upon hours on this topic. And then what you got to worry about when you get older is sometimes it keeps dripping and you got to worry about
it. You ever walk in on one of these lunatics?
Two months ago, Felger, the first time. I had no idea. After 10 years, the first time.
What's he do?
Hands off.
kind of paint the picture for us?
How do you get it out?
I'm not going down this road. I'm not.
It's a tackle and pulley system.
It's like a crane. Pete's in Philadelphia. Pete.
What's going on, boys? Morning.
Hi.
Quick question for you. We mentioned that the first line is missing, and, you know, there's memes and there's everything floating around about the milk cartons with their faces on it, and they can't be found. Do you think that it boils down to the simple fact of, as skilled as they are, they're obviously our top line with Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, all those guys. Is it just too much overthinking of, hey, we need to beat them with skill and finesse instead of just getting down to good old gritty hockey and forcing their will upon somebody? I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
I don't think they have to have style conversations.
I don't think it's a mental thing. You think it's a mental thing?
No.
They're mentally lost out there? No, I don't think that lasts.
I think Cassidy said it. I think you said they got beat to pucks. He said the Bruins or the Blues were playing on top of them pretty much all night, and that they just got beat. They got beaten all the small little games within the game. That's how they lost last night. And by the way, the Blues penalty kill last night was really good. I mean, they only the Bruins got. And go back and check my notes. A couple of shots on the first couple, but I mean, they were. Oh, I took notes. I did take notes last night because I had trouble remembering.
Do you know where the
trouble remembering?
It was 3 shots on 5 power plays, right?
Yeah, but they were clearing the puck out so fast. Now, you know, conversely, when the Blues had their chance, there were times when the Blues, you know, the old cliche. It's like, wow, it looks like they're on a power play.
Yeah.
There were times last night where they literally looked like they were on a power play when it was even strength.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
So they were, and that is a result.
More energy.
That's a result of, yes, more energy and going after those loose pucks, anticipating which ones are going to become loose pucks and pouncing on top of them. They did that pretty much all night.
They looked like a different team last night. They really did. Yep. From a speed standpoint, too. Like, they skated with you. And sometimes they beat you to the puck. Most of the time, they beat you to the puck. That's want and will.
Bill is in Norton. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Billy boy.
What's happening?
Hi.
Hey, doing a sports talk show. How you
Billy.
Doing?
What's happening? Hey, it was a long week, but it was worth it. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah.
What are you doing down at Taunton?
So I look at this series. I've been pretty predictable on all these, what's been going on with, since it started. And from what I see is the Blues are going to get really tough on the Bruins, is what I see. They got their number now. They beat them last night. I mean, every time the Bruins touch the puck, they are on them. You know what I mean? And once they figure you out,
yeah,
they apply what they're good at, and it's going to get tough for the Bruins, I think, and they're good at stopping explosive teams, and they did it against the Sharks, they came back, but they physically wore them down. And the caller before that, with the crew thing, that was pure frustration, and they're getting into their heads, and they're going to keep on doing that. And it's going to get tough on them, unless the Bruins start scoring goals. But what I called about was, you were talking about Backes earlier. I don't know if you guys remember when he came over, when we picked him up in the offseason, and he was with the Blues that year. He was the captain for the Blues for years.
Sure, yep. Mm-hmm.
It's a good history lesson for me. I'm good. Keep going.
They went deep into the playoffs that last year, and he must have been playing for a paycheck because I remember that series real well. And he was taking guys' heads off. He was going after people like Krug went after people the other night. And he was laying some hits on guys. And I was saying, wow, I'd like to see the Bruins pick that guy up. Okay. And they picked him up in the offseason. Well, I think it was the New York Islanders.
Okay, all right. I don't know where that's going.
I don't know
but
what we're doing.
Appreciate the call.
It's good.
When we come back, we're going to actually get to a recap of game number 2. Of the Stanley Cup final from last night. We'll do that and get to more of your calls and talk more about David Backes, who is lobbying now for a suspension of Oscar Sundquist after last night's game. We'll get to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Bergeron will dig down against Shen. Puck is dropped in game two of the Stanley Cup final is underway. DeBrusk frees it. Krug out of the line for Pastrnak. High slot. Bruins in the midst of changing. Far circle to DeBrusk. Left of the net. Centers. Coyle shoots. He scores!
Goes that ball through the blue paint. It went wide. Here's a drive. He scores! Bortuzzo puts it in. And the St. Louis Blues tie the game 1-1.
Back of it at the Bruins retrieve. Centered out in front. Backhand, they score! The Blues turn it over. The forecheck goes to work. And how about the poise out in front from Joakim Nordstrom?
Craig Berube barking at his team, telling them to wake up and quit making mistakes. You can hear that voice. Let's go, boys.
They're a very good hockey team. They're a resilient group. They've shown that all year.
Rebound! Same Rask, and the Blues score! Tarasenko! And the Blues have tied the game at two.
That's just the team we are. We come back like that. We never give up.
Took a hit, lost the puck. It squeezes out in front, and Grizzlick is down. Grizzlick is down on his knees.
He reached right for his head.
Head smashes right into the glass. They'll give him a boarding penalty.
You know, if that's a two-minute penalty, there's going to be a shortage of defensemen, I think, in the series by the end of it.
Binnington the save. Rebound. Shot the length of the ice.
That was on Bergeron. Great setup.
Out in front. Pastrnak shoots. Binnington the save.
That's a dangerous line, so you got to make sure you're on the right side of things, making them play on their own end.
Yeah, we need to be better. I mean, personally, I wasn't good.
Bozak dribbled one toward the net, and it's going to take extra time to decide things here in game two.
And they're taking a after Gunny comes up. All I need is one more chance.
To Gunnarsson. He scores! Boom, boom, Gunnarsson! 3-2 the final. They're coming home tied at one.
Just go in there, grind it out, start fighting again. You know, reset. Start from scratch every game and try to get that win.
Recap of game two last night. Bruins lose in overtime, and they deserved to lose last night. They were thoroughly outplayed and out-hit by the St. Louis Blues, who outplayed them, I think, end-to-end last night. And if the Bruins somehow managed to win that game, they would have stolen one in a big way.
That would have been huge.
That would have been a real steal by the Bruins. So the better team last night won. Blues get it 3-2 in overtime. It goes back to St. Louis tied up 1-1.
You have a better time, not better time, but you have an easier time going to bed when you don't play well and you lose. And then you lose in walk-off fashion. It's tough. I get it. But I'm not
devastated. Oh, yeah, it's worse when you play well and you feel like the other team steals one.
Felt like they were like all over you all night, and it still took them overtime, and your top line still hasn't gotten going.
If the Bruins had won that game last night, that would have been devastating for St. Louis.
It'd have been over. I thought it was going to be over, and I was tweeting it too. I'm like, this thing's over. This thing is over because this thing is still tight. It's 2-2, and the Bruins are playing like dog crap.
I think the Blues did everything they wanted to do. They did last night. They came out.
Yeah,
they eliminated some of their mistakes from game one.
I just thought Rask would have stopped that type of shot, and then Birmingham would have let something in. Yeah.
So they imposed their will on the Bruins last night. They didn't do that in game one. They did not do that. They were the aggressor last night. They were not aggressive in game one. They played back in game one. They were tentative in game one. They came out and took it to the Bruins last night. It was a completely different approach for the St. Louis last night than what we saw in the first game. Good for them. They responded. They have a pulse. Different style of attack.
I thought about
this. They woke up.
I've thought about this since Zoe said a little, you know, last hour. Game five, you know, he's predicting a 5-game series now.
Yeah.
Because I don't like their chances of sweeping now either.
Oh, you don't? Good. That's good.
We haven't had any calls on that to say the sweep's
the
out.
Sweep is eliminated
sweep
now.
Is gone.
It's pretty much eliminated. So you think, well, that's kind of a silly notion. You know, you just played a couple of tight games and you lost in overtime last night. These teams are evenly matched, and the Bruins went up against a quote-unquote heavy team and lost 3-2 in overtime in game two. How are they going to win in five? Just like they did against Columbus. Same exact scenario. Game two, 3-2 overtime loss to the Blue Jackets. Bruins went on to win it in five. Different teams, of course. But if you're going to find a similar opponent in this postseason,
a better team.
It is a better team. Are they the most similar to the other teams that they've played? Is there a better comparison just in teams they've matched up against? It's Columbus.
You can win three in a row if you're
overachieving heavy team. St. Louis Blues, overachieving heavy team.
Get this damn first line going, and you can win three in a row.
They have more skill. Tarasenko alone puts them in a different category, I think, than Columbus. But don't immediately dismiss the notion that the Bruins can still go into St. Louis now, win a couple of games, especially if they get the top line going. If they don't get the top line going, you're going to have heart attacks every night.
Matt Dolloff of 98.5thesportshub.com has a tweet a couple minutes ago. He raises a really good point, as I predicted earlier, and I'm sure I'll be wrong because I'm often wrong, about the player safety hearing that will be held for Oscar Sundquist today, for the boarding penalty that was called last night, for the hit on Matt Grzelcyk. He points out that in the other four players that were announced to have a hearing during the playoffs, all four received suspensions. Nikita Kucherov, Joe Thornton, Nazem Kadri, and Charlie McAvoy are the four players in the NHL playoffs to this point that have been called for hearings with the NHL.
That's interesting. So we all thought McAvoy wasn't going to get one.
Got to figure that they don't bother with the hearing if he isn't going to be disciplined.
Right. Why have a hearing?
So we'll see where this goes. We'll see what happens. The NHL is obviously taking a very hard line on any contact and hits to the head. And I think in some cases they've taken this too far because they're just saying any contact to the head and anything that results in an injury was the fault of the player who made the hit. So we'll see how this plays out. The David Backes is trying to soft play his lobbying of a suspension. But that's what he did last night after the game. David Backes last night came out after the game, said that if it was him that made the hit, he would be in the bleachers for a number of games. Here's David Backes.
I don't think that's a hit we want in our game. I think it's from behind, elevated into his head, into the glass. If that's a two-minute penalty, there's going to be a shortage of defensemen, I think, in the series by the end of it. But that's in somebody else's hands. That's something that I think if I'm making that hit, I'm probably watching from the bleachers for a few. But we'll see what happens with their player.
David Backes is clearly there lobbying and making the case for a suspension. David Backes, who served a three-game suspension back in December for a hit in a game against the Red Wings, he's a repeat offender. He's had suspensions to his name before. He's been hit hard by the NHL disciplinarians, I think unfairly at times. They've been heavy-handed in suspensions of David Backes. I've said that. I mean, I think others have said that as well. I don't think he's the guy who should be lobbying for it. And I think if you're a player in the National Hockey League, you shouldn't be lobbying for suspensions against other players unless it is clearly over-the-top, filthy type of stuff that is going on. And that hit last night in that game was not that. I'm sorry it wasn't. Save your outrage for the truly disgusting, filthy players in your league.
And there are some.
Not a hit like, and there are.
There's dirty players.
Those guys do exist.
The McAvoy hit was worse. I thought it wasn't at first, and you look at it again, like, yeah, that was a worse hit.
And is Charlie McAvoy on the whole, is he a dirty player?
No.
No, is Charlie McAvoy the type of guy you should be lobbying against if you're an opponent of Charlie McAvoy?
No, but if they're totally trying to eliminate these headshots, and if the head is looked at differently now than it was 10 years ago, which it is, and they're having his hearing, he could be in trouble. He could be. Could get a game.
But that's part of what he's trying to say, too. It's like, if it were me, if it were somebody with any kind of a history, yeah, he'd be in the balcony for a few games.
Like, I'm not allowed to do that.
Guy like McAvoy, there's no history there. Nothing to indicate.
What, he suspended him?
No reason to believe that, he's going to be dealt with more severely because of what he's done in the past. Still ended up with a game. So that's... If you want to play devil's advocate on this one, Beetle, you look at it from that aspect. It's like, no, guys get popped for this now. And that's...
Yeah.
New league. Feels like a game. Feels like a game based on what's been happening. based on what Dolph just said, based on what happened to Charlie McAvoy. If it's somebody with a history, you get more for him. That's what you end up with. I wouldn't be surprised either way on this one. I think the call was correct on the ice, but based on the way they're looking at these things after the fact, a game would not surprise me. I don't think it certainly doesn't deserve any more than that.
Is the right call to give him a game? Would you give him a game?
No, but I wouldn't give McAvoy a game either.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, and I wouldn't give him a game. I would not suspend him a game for this hit in this game.
I don't think
it's deserving of a suspension.
I got it right on the ice.
It's a penalty.
Yeah.
But if you tell
me penalty,
that...
give him the penalty, you serve the penalty. It's unfortunate. It is definitely unfortunate. It's not what you want to see have happen, but it's a penalty in game, and at some point, you've got to acknowledge that it's unfortunate, and it's not... The intent of that hit was not what you want to make it out to be as just because of the result of the hit. He wasn't going in there looking to hit the guy's head. That's not what he was doing there. And to make it out to be that is you're making it out to be something more than it was.
Yeah. I don't want McAvoy to get suspended. This guy probably shouldn't get suspended, but I understand why Backus, he's trying to, it's the gamesmanship part of it. You know, like, and I've had a history and I've done suspensions and... You know, my player's down. He's in the hospital, and he's trying to push it to that side where he should get a game. I don't blame Backus for doing that. What you should do.
Yeah, Backus' three gamer in December was the Devils one. The one against the Blake Coleman hit was the one in December. I think the one from the previous March was another three gamer that he had. So it's also interesting coming from a guy like Backus, who's got a laundry list of things that people have accused him of doing. Aside from hits to the head, he's also got a number of flying elbows he's thrown over the years to guys' heads. Not just clean checks that have happened at unfortunate times. So, and at times I think they've gone over the top with David Backus. So if you felt that it's been unfair, which they have, I think at times they've gone a little too over the top on David Backus. And now you're going to lobby for suspensions on other guys? Good. The next time David Backus gets whacked with a suspension that's too much, we'll just throw that out the window. I guess he's telling you that they've been right every time they've suspended him. So those suspensions were fair and just? Is that what you're saying? Those were all good? Because that's what you do when you start lobbying for suspensions. That's what you've done. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Far side, Perron with it. Couldn't get it out. Stolen by Nordstrom. Wrister left of the net. Perron dished it over to the far side. Back of the net. The Bruins retrieve. Centered out in front. Backhand. They score.
Between its legs, 2-1 Bruins!
Anybody think Judd had to change his pants after that one?
Oh, it was a good one.
And then shoved it between his legs!
Oh, yes, he did!
He's gearing him up! Speaking of play-by-play, guys.
Yeah.
Hardy, you made your rounds up there. Do you know where the Nesson people are sequestered? Like, they have their group. I know Jaffe sits up there. Barry.
Sequestered.
Are they up there in ninth
floor? Yeah, I know where they are. We sat next to them the other night.
So, Wallach was amazed. He was walking through there, I guess, last night. Wallach went to the game. And he was sitting next to Ty Anderson. And he said, everybody's doing their thing, staring and watching the game. He said, and Jack's calling the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he
nobody.
It's been going on for years. He basically calls the game to an audience of, like, whoever's within earshot.
So, meaning he is such an eccentric freak that he can't sit and watch a sporting event without calling his game as crap.
I don't know. I don't know what he was doing. He's just standing up. It wasn't loud. It wasn't obnoxious. He was just standing up.
And it's
up
not every
watching.
Single play. It's
Walks
when, it's when
stood there and stared.
It's when something big happens, really. Like,
he said he had a headset on with the microphone coming down from it, though.
Supposedly, he
that's
notes.
New. That didn't happen.
Well, then he was
one.
Calling the game for someone or something.
No, he said it wasn't like in a booth or anything. He said
he takes
it,
he saves it for himself and records it.
Maybe.
Which is, hey, I mean, and the sad part is they take the rights away.
Maybe it was for some sort of side project.
Maybe. Or maybe he's on the Twitchola. Twitch it. Touch it.
Or maybe Nesson uses those highlights later on for their own, you know, compilation of something.
It could be for something.
Could
who knows?
Be could be for a Bruins DVD set at the end of the year, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. Okay. Or maybe he's
no, but I know there have been times over the years.
Stranger than you think he is.
I've been in many Bruins playoff games over the years that once Nesson no longer has the rights to do the games where he's been like, you know, so jazzed up because he's so into it.
Let's do it.
Where he's got things to say that he just says it.
Yeah, they put Jaffe in a weird spot this morning. Like, what's the deal?
The other night,
I can't tell you.
I could hear him when the cross check happened to Backus's face.
Oh, back
and he's
to
like,
the back.
A cross check to his face, and then he hits him again when he's down. And I'm like, oh, boy. I look at Ty and I go, oh, Jack's fired up. I said, Jack's not happy with that one. So it'd be a great call if they let the local guys have like an all. I said, the future. In the future, we should have the availability, and I think, you know, eventually, hopefully in our lifetime, the day comes when you can watch any game and choose your audio stream, which is you can have your Doc Emrick, if that's what you prefer. You can have your local radio guys. You can have your local TV guy. You get whoever you want.
It's the way Amazon did Thursday Night Football.
Yes.
They had the female broadcast. You could do that. You could do the NFL broadcast. Yeah.
You get whoever it is that you like calling the game for you. Whoever's available.
And then shoved it between his legs.
Yes, you want Judd Surratt.
Shove
you
it get, between his
you
legs.
You get Judd Surratt shoving it between his legs.
Get in there.
Yes.
I'm sure Zoe wouldn't ask for any more money if he was on televisions too.
Oh, I'll tell you what, he wouldn't be getting any more money. That's for sure. They'd find a way to not pay you. I mean, I promise you that, Zoe.
I ain't doing it then.
Oh, like you're going to have a say?
Sure. Bless you.
Right? Tell you what, so next year for the DVD when the Patriots win the Super Bowl, tell them you want more money. See what happens.
That's not happening.
Yeah, they're going to pay you any more money?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
Who decided what you get paid now? They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Did you set the rate or did they?
Oh, we do.
Oh, you do?
We come to an agreement.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said you negotiated it?
We negotiate.
A little back and forth?
Yeah, back and forth. Yep.
Come on.
Kind of like right here, we did it, Mr. Kraft. We put a number here, put a number here.
I want this. Right, and they said, we're going to pay you this. And you said, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how deals get done. They just say, do this. People sign it. Listen to
right.
The Patriots.
But I hope that day comes where you can have that. I was telling someone the other day. That in Toronto, someone was telling me this the other day, that in Toronto, the Raptors TV broadcast gets to do every game through the NBA Finals. They struck a deal that they have the rights for
Canada.
If the Raptors continue on in the playoffs.
Oh.
The American TV broadcast does not take precedent over the local broadcast in Canada. So the Canadian Raptors local broadcast gets all of Canada for the NBA playoffs up there.
Lucky Canadians.
Yep. Anyway.
There was I don't know if this still holds true, but back in the day, Canadian radio stations had to play a certain amount of Canadian artists for their programming. That was like the rule of the.
It's a lot of Celine Dion and Alanis Morissette. Wouldn't
Rush.
Well, for the alternative stations like back in the 90s, it's like why do they play so much like Bare Naked Ladies and Nickelback?
It's been 1 week
and Alanis Morissette. I mean, everybody did, but they played like even more. It's like they had to.
Canadian rules,
right?
Nickelback's Canadian.
Well, nobody gets tragically Hip doesn't get played on the radio anywhere else. They do in Canada. I mean, they like them, sure, good band, but they had to.
It's all Bieber and Drake now?
Maybe. I heard the big boss was down in Bahamas with Drake, chilling out. RKK. He was there waving a towel again last night, too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He was waving a barstool towel?
How dare he?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Those men.
Oh, no.
Those rude men, huh?
617-779-0985 is the telephone number.
Why do you do that? Now that people are...
Sorry, we already did our 30 seconds on that today. We're not opening ourselves up back to that again. No, thank you. 617-779-0985. The Blues have tied things up. Game 3, what is it going to mean to this series? Can it swing the series? Can Game 3 be the swing game? We'll talk about that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They were desperate. I shouldn't say they were desperate. They're not desperate. They seemed to play with more urgency tonight than they did game one. We played with less. What they did is I thought they were on top of us, tighter than maybe the first game. Didn't allow us to get to space. As a result, we didn't seem to win as many races as we did game one to pucks.
Bruce Cassidy last night, very critical of his team after the loss, I thought. I mean, maybe that wasn't his intent, but he was being honest about his team last night and saying that they did not match the intensity that the St. Louis Blues brought into that game. They just weren't able to do it. Minutes ago, the Bruins revealed and Bruce Cassidy revealed that Matt Grizzlick is in the protocol for concussions. So that is confirmed now. What we suspected after last night, Matt Grizzlick took that hit, left the game, went for some tests. He is now in the concussion protocol. So how long he is out will remain to be seen. You know how that goes. Yep. Sometimes it's a short period of time. Sometimes it's much longer. It's really hard to know. Hard to know. Every guy is different. Severity of the hit. You know, it's just hard to predict, hard to know. But he is now in the protocol. 617-779-0985. Game 3 coming up on Saturday. Do you like the extra day off in between the games now?
Yeah, I do. Switch? If you have to travel, yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think you get down there, you get your bearings, you're going to get inundated with what they want to do for the Stanley Cup Finals. We had to deal with it here in Boston with FanFest. So you got to figure out where you're staying, get to the rink, get yourself feeling at home, get some rest. I think rest is important based on how they look. Like they had more energy than you did last night. And maybe it buys Grizzlick some time too. Who knows? Who knows how quickly he bounces back? And what is the exact protocol? Like is he cleared for 4 days? When's he get retested again?
Not going to travel with the team to St. Louis today. That's the follow up.
It's probably out. Yeah.
Emily Benjamin.
It's probably out.
For Saturday?
No, I think he's out for the series.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Really?
You don't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, might end up being right, but just because he's in the
game
protocol.
Game time's 8 o'clock, right?
The games are so spread out.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got...
Five's Thursday.
You've got two full days between, before game 3. Game 4 is on Monday, and then you've got until Thursday before game 5. So you've got a week from today before, and you know they're playing a game 5. You can be back in a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the problem is you got to go through each of those steps, right? Yeah. So you have to have no symptoms. You have to be symptom free. Then you've got to go through the You have to have off-ice activity. Then you have to have on-ice drills.
Yeah, the process.
Without contact. Then you have drills with contact, and then you're good, right? I think it's those three things.
Sure.
So no symptoms, you off-ice stuff, you know, in the gym, then you go on ice just to get, you know, your legs under you, so to speak.
Yeah.
No contact, then you go contact, and then you're cleared. So the
seven levels of the candy cane forest through the sea of swirly, twirly gumdrops.
I mean, what does that basically take? Like 3 days once you're symptom-free? So it's like symptom-free 3 days. So really, you know, it could be, it could take a week on an accelerated schedule.
Yeah.
You could be back in a week. Could. That's a lot to ask.
With the spread out schedule, that's only game five.
Right. If
that's what I just said, Jim.
If things go well, if he responds and bounces back quickly, if the concussion was a, I hate to use the word minor with concussions because they're such, you know, serious injuries as we have come to learn. And their long-term impact can come back years later, as we have learned. But if in the here and now there are no lingering symptoms of his concussion and his symptoms you know, go away quickly, then, yeah, you could see him for game five or game six.
Right.
But there won't be a game six, according to Zoe.
Yeah.
No. Right. Parade Saturday. Win Thursday.
So you said that Saturday. That gave me deja vu. So it's Celtics Bucks.
Celtics Bucks.
Yeah.
After game one, it was sweep.
Well, you're
after
the,
game
you know
two
what?
Was that we gave him a game. You we'll want to start we'll sweep here?
You want to start putting the blame plot?
And it
around?
Was over after game five.
You jinxed the Bruins, you jerk, because your kid's birthday was yesterday, and your mother or your mother-in-law, right, had to go and put the Bruins cake out there for him.
No, it was my wife got the cake.
Your wife?
I had no idea. It was the Bruins. I opened now the box.
Does she know what you do? Does she know the kaputs you put on his local teams?
Feel bad. Now he's going to feel bad.
I got him a...
You don't want to because you don't want to criticize his wife.
I'm not criticizing his wife or his kid, but Jim knows the process of when teams are in the mix and there are superstars involved, his kid shouldn't look at or stay or wear anything resembling anything of all the teams that play in this
was
city.
Was your kid wearing a Grizzly jersey yesterday by any chance?
No, he had
last
Bruins
year we had a
cake.
Celtics cake, though.
I was going to give this ring to Jim's kid today.
Don't,
I was thinking
no,
of it.
Oh, that's
I
got the it cake. The cake was loaded up with those.
Yeah, I got this at Dunkin' Donuts yesterday, and they gave me a ring.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I didn't ask for it. They handed it to me and like, what the
hell is
this?
Go Bruins.
Like, oh, thank you. But it's a tiny, tiny ring. I mean, it won't even fit on my pinky, and I was going to give it to Jim's kid. But if you think that's bad juju, then I won't give it
so
to him.
So prior to the game.
Seven of them from
don't
his cake,
give
so.
Anything to Jim's kid.
Prior
Jim's
to the
kid
game.
is bad news, man.
Prior to the game.
He's bad news for any of the local teams.
Jim's
fantastic. One of his birthday presents was a Ed Cooley basketball camp. He just got it last night.
He almost killed
and Ed Cooley
and he
almost nearly left.
Talking to Michigan.
And Ed Cooley nearly went to Michigan when that happened.
And he almost killed Ed Cooley from that. Almost left. And I ought to blame Jim's kid for that.
He nearly killed Providence basketball.
When I buy him a jersey, I bought him a jersey for his birthday. It was a Space Jam Michael Jordan. I'm safe with that one.
I'm safe. Where do you even find that?
The internet. Online.
The internet. Space. The internet has
what does he do with that?
Why don't he go back to staring at washers and dryers like he
you
used to?
Put it on. It's a shirt.
Basketball jersey.
Remember when his kid went through that phase? Like
I saw the picture. That's a pretty sweet jersey, actually.
It's nice, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see it? Pretty good jersey.
I wouldn't even know what it is. I've never seen Space Jam.
You've never seen Space Jam?
Either. Well, you can wait till the LeBron version comes out. He's filming this
Bill
summer.
Murray? Michael Jordan?
I know. After
Bugs
our time,
Bunny?
Zoe and I are too old for that.
Come on.
What year did it come out?
Nothing. I tell you what. I don't
early
like that
90s?
Mixture. I don't like the mixture of the cartoon character, like that Jessica Rabbit crap and that movie that they did. I don't like that. I don't like animation with regular people. That doesn't hold me.
Yeah, that was 96.
That's got no shot. No shot of being.
That's later than I thought. I thought it was early 90s.
I don't want to see LeBron's movie. I don't want to see stupid Kyrie Irving's movie. I don't want to see any of them dumb movies.
Oh.
I'm going to see Rambo coming out this fall. Last Blood. That's going to be badass. Get off your ass, old man. Get the arrow out. Stitch up your arm and go shoot something. That's right. Get off that rocking chair.
Old man.
Strap up.
Get off your ass.
Tie up a grenade to the tip of that arrow and fire that sucker. Go blow up some cars. Take the town back. And get Brian Denny's fat ass up, too. He's dead, right? Didn't he die last year?
Well,
you can't have him in, then. Coming for you. Sheriff. You want to open up this can? Johnny just wanted a meal and somewhere to eat and somewhere to bed down.
Guy is in Boston. Guy, what do you think about game three?
Shave him dry.
Hello.
Hello, Guy.
Hello.
No, it's Anthony, Chad. What are you doing?
Anthony, Chad. It says Guy on my call screen. It says Take Guy it. In Boston.
All right, so last night, they got a badly outplayed. Now, this game, next game in St. Louis, that's a big game for them.
It's a big game.
Besides
game
the three. Carolina series, they were down 2-1. And you don't want to have them come lose game two, right? Game three and be down 2-1 to one again, right?
Yep.
Because all of a sudden, like last night, they were badly outplayed. Now, the Bruins, if they lose the next game, then they got to play the fourth game in St. Louis. All they need to do is outplay.
Sure, that's in St. Louis?
No, if they lose and go down 2-1 like they did against Columbus and Toronto, right? Then they outplay them like we got outplayed last night. Bennington has a hot game, and we lose that game. Then you know what I'm saying? You don't want to happen. Because last night, if we had stole that game, that would have been dynamite because we outplayed them. And like Zoe said, it went into overtime. We could have won that game.
You didn't outplay them. You didn't outplay them. St. Louis outplayed you. If you steal the game,
that's what he's saying.
I can't hear it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, because every time we got the puck, we were smothered. St. Louis.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.